When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
Look at the gods, the drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the freaks, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom,
bro.
The new day. Let me talk to you,
baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony, and I am the artist, formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. The architect, the scientist, the inebriator, DPP.
What's up, PC?
Hi.
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 Let's do this first. Let's let everybody know.
Ooh.
What's, cause you don't know. So I got to fill you in.
Oh no. If you don't know, then you know.
Let's fill every, first I want to say, welcome to DWI 463. Make sure you head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And don't forget about thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what we're going to be doing this week on the 463rd edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
And I don't know what's on this sheet.
Another big free agent to WWE, DP. That's on the big show sheet. We got a few notes from SmackDown and Raw, as we always do. And last call, DP and I have a fun little Saturday planned this weekend. So that's what we're here to talk about today on DWI Podcast. So DPP, do me a favor and ring the bell.
I know we were going to Home Depot on Saturday, but that's cool.
Nope. If there's time.
All right. Yeah.
Did you on social media like or retweet something about Ricky Starks in NXT? Were you paying attention? Did I see that correctly?
Did I retweet? Did I? That doesn't sound like me.
I feel like you did. I feel like I saw that.
Yeah.
Did you?
I don't know. I might have liked something. I might have liked it. I probably liked it. Let me see. I don't know.
I can't see.
Not your... often that I like.
Yeah, I can't see your likes. I can only see your posts.
Let's see. I'm just going to my profile here and check my likes.
You need.
I liked a picture with a Chick-fil-A nugget that looked like it was giving the middle finger.
No, I thought you liked something about Ricky Starks being in NXT.
Nope. That is false. Wrong.
Okay. You might want to update your where you are located though.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I could be located there.
We could.
Just not right now.
I wouldn't personally give an actual place. I would give somewhere, you know, like the 50-yard line or, you know, up your sister's ass or something like that, you know.
Oh god. Oh. Yikes. I don't know if I want to do that,
no,
brother, but
forget it.
Well, anyway, we'll update it at least to something other than what it said. There you go.
Are you familiar with Ricky Starks?
I'm somewhat familiar with Ricky Starks. There's been a lot of talk about him just because I think he was unhappy in AEW or something like that, and been wanting to get out of there. I don't know much about his in-ring abilities from AEW, but it was I had read a day before NXT that he was just got his release, and it didn't take long for him to show up on NXT.
Yeah, I mean, it's been speculated, you know, for a long time that he was not coming back there as soon as it was done, and WWE was interested, right? There was no misconception about that whatsoever. I think it's great. I think it's really one of the best people they could get from that company that still has that untapped potential for like the major market, right? I mean, the guy, I love the fact that he's in NXT. He's going to get a little bit of Shawn Michaels shine on him, which is something that everybody can use, and kind of get really versed in how WWE does things so that when he comes up to the main roster, he can really take off. Because this isn't just a guy who looks good. This isn't just a guy who can work in the ring. This is a guy who can actually fucking talk and has charisma and presence on the microphone. And that's, in the words of Enzo Amore, and you can't teach that. Most of the time.
That's key. And, yeah, I mean, I think NXT is a smart way to go for most of these guys, especially ones that, you know, you're still in a sense of development, and, you know, you get them used to that WWE style too. And yeah, you can't go wrong getting that lesson from Shawn Michaels.
You like the picture of Sheamus and Miro. That's what you liked. No,
I disagree. I don't see any of that in my legs.
Really? Well, DB, what do you think about the possibility of Miro returning to WWE? He's also rumored along. I mean, then you see the picture with Sheamus. Malachi Black is another one. A lot of people think they should just give Rey Fénix and Britt Baker their release and just let them go. Like, why continue to, like, I don't know. I guess WWE does it too. The no-compete shit and finish the contract. So it's business. It's fine. But I'm excited for all those people I just mentioned. Who would you be excited for out of all those people? Because a lot of those people you are very much familiar with as opposed to Ricky Starks.
Yeah, I think that was the first thing I thought of when I saw Ricky. I'm like, well, how far behind is Rusev Day? If he comes back, you know, whatever, that would be pretty awesome to see him and Malachi Black, otherwise known as Aleister Black.
Whose wife is still in WWE, by the way.
Yeah, is it Zelina Vega?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're married.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, not necessarily no-brainers because, obviously, you know, there's a ridiculous amount of talent on the WWE roster as well. And, it, you know, as we can see when, you know, we've already had some releases as well on this side. You know, I think those two are huge talents that I think could be really good if they brought him back, because they were ones that were, you know, I think Triple H and or HBK would use them a lot better than they were used on the main roster when they got up there. Britt Baker would be a really interesting one. I think she's got a lot of talent there as well, and, you know, getting the WWE market behind her might be really good for her. I think there could be a lot of talent that you could see there.
You know, the funniest thing about Britt Baker coming to WWE is, like, it's Vince's dream. She's a dentist. Oh, my God.
Like, wonder what her character would be. Stick her next to Isaac Yankum. Are we going to bring Kane back and have her?
Hilarious, right? But yeah, I think she's definitely someone that could get over in WWE big time. She's got the personality. She's worked herself. She's worked hard to becoming a good worker in the ring too. So yeah, I could see that. I think that honestly, out of all those people, would be the one I'd be most excited for. But we always wondered, at what point are we going to start getting people that are coming out of their AEW contracts back to WWE or to WWE for the first time that we're excited about? You know what I mean? And these are some that were, this is a crop and a time we're really excited about it. You know, you start, like, Penta has just been fucking amazing. You know, I can't wait till Rey Fénix gets there and they can do some tag stuff as well, bolster that division. It's kind of awesome that Penta gets to do this solo run right now, too. Like, I hope he gets a solid, at least a shot at an IC or US something before they send him on the tag route with Rey Fénix. But it's a really fun time because, you know, it's nothing compared to what it was back in the day in the late 90s and early 2000s. When everything was going on there and people were showing up here and there and it was just insanity at that level. But it makes you, it tickles that funny bone a little bit that, you know, that what's going to happen next.
You get that.
That's an actual, like, These are actual things that you're surprised by, you know, that you couldn't have known.
Yeah. You get that itch again of, and I think we talked about it not too long ago where, you know, it'd be cool to see that where, you know, these guys are coming off, you know, and next thing you know, they show up on the other promotion. And like, we were really excited to get that kind of opportunity again. AEW kind of fell off the tier that we thought they'd get at. And at this point, I'm more excited to see some of the wrestlers come back that were already in WWE than I am like kind of original AEW talent coming over. Cause there's just not that many, but you can see some of those where if you do watch it and you see some of these guys or gals and go, yeah, that, you know, you can see the talent there if they just had something behind them that could teach them better and build them up into a star that they can be. And that's what WWE can do better than anybody. And
ring the bell.
These are kind of the first two. And I mean, think about, you know, if Ricky Starks comes over and all of a sudden does what we, you know, the potential, and that comes all out. And if, you know, Penta obviously already kind of doing his thing. If you start seeing these guys like, damn, now all of a sudden they're huge stars. Think about what, guys in AEW might think about going like, wow, you know, over there, look at how,
there's
the talent I can get.
There's already a handful of guys. If you, listen to the right, put your ear to the ground the proper way, to put it in certain terms, that there's plenty of people there. Like, there's no direction. Like, shit gets written the day of. There's no long-term storytelling whatsoever. The people that are talent that are in charge do whatever they want, and their friends benefit, and everybody else looks like shit, and it's boring, and that's why they have the same dwindling 600,000-700,000 fan base, right? It's just what the fuck it is.
Yep, it's unfortunate, and I think the more that these guys start to see some of the AEW talent get over and you know, get that push in WWE, the more they'll start to, you know, want to move to this side of the, you know, this side of the island. And it would really be interesting to see what happens to AEW if that happens, because less and less talent's going to want to go there. And I think we're already seeing that. And, you know, they're going to run out of a place to go, which is unfortunate, because I don't want to see that happen either. And especially with WWE getting, you know, together with TNA and working out that deal, you know, there's a lot of talent that's going to want to go to TNA and, you know, do that crossover thing too. So, you know, it's kind of going to be tough sledding for AEW, I think, unless they get their shit together, which obviously they're already going down, but
yeah, it's not,
you know what I mean?
It's just not going to
happen. It's only going to get worse.
Let's move over to SmackDown from last week, Friday. We had a couple of Elimination Chamber qualifiers. Drew McIntyre qualified, winning against LA Knight and Jimmy Uso in a triple threat, as did Bianca Belair defeating Piper Niven and Alexa Bliss in her first match back after the Royal Rumble, or since she's been back. And Candice LeRae. Oh, that was a fatal four-way. Yeah. Oh, no. My bad. There were two singles matches.
Okay. I was like, there was a.
I got confused because
in that match, I'm like,
I got confused
because
I got confused because I got my notes here and like right underneath the triple threat. I thought the women had a triple threat, and I'm wrong because I can't remember any what happened 5 minutes ago because of television. Yes, Alexa Bliss defeated Candice LeRae to qualify. Bianca Belair defeated Piper Niven. Drew McIntyre did indeed win in a triple threat match. So there you have it. On the men's side, we got Drew, we got Cena, we got Punk, we got Logan Paul. Am I missing anybody? Is Roman already qualified, I think?
I think that's it so far. Roman hasn't qualified yet. We assume Roman and Rollins.
Seth and Finn fight next week.
Seth and Finn.
I know that. They talked about that on Raw, which we'll get to. On the women's side, I'm not sure yet. I think one of the bigger things that happened was Solo came back and attacked Cody Rhodes. And Charlotte's not making a decision. She's kind of waiting it out. So DP, all of those things, what sticks the most against the wall for you want to talk about first?
I think Solo was really interesting coming back and attacking Cody. You know, we've gone to that well already. I mean, Solo does hold victories over Cody, but obviously lost to him in title matches. So I don't know why they would necessarily want to go back to that at this point, unless there's some bigger piece going on here and there's more with The Rock coming in. But I felt like that was more going to be a story around Roman Reigns and not necessarily around Cody. Is it just that they don't have anything else at this point and they need to have Solo take on Cody Rhodes in this gap between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania?
Yeah, it's really interesting that, and we kind of talked about this too. The fall off of Cody Rhodes and like the fact like he needs to turn heel. He should turn heel at WrestleMania. Like a perfect thing would be for him. I think Greg kind of said that once again, we're referencing Greg, but we like to reference a lot of people here on Chairshot Radio Network. He said a low blow to win, to beat John Cena at WrestleMania would be the perfect way to turn him heel. It's just you root for a guy for so long, and I'm going to say the same thing I said before. Not the same guy in different storylines, but the same guy who's been almost in the same 3-year storyline, right?
Really has.
So we'll see what happens.
It's almost. I'm not as bad. I was going to say it's like the reverse Gunther, like the babyface Gunther. Like you just get, it's like, okay, yeah, you've been doing the same bit. Like it's time for a change, maybe.
Well, they put him up against Jay. So yeah, he's just going to get booed. He's just totally overshadowed now. It's like inevitable, right? So
yeah.
Which, speaking of, let's move over to Raw and Jay makes his decision. I like the way they did it. They open with, we're going to go yeet again. Oh, now we're going to yeet on the table. And then Gunther, you don't really see it coming. You just, the camera angle, you see Jay and hear Pat. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, that was really a nice way to get more heat on Gunther to set this whole match up. You know, yeah, got him on the table and then all of a sudden he's down. That was really a nice way to do it. Got a little beat down and then, you know, Jay gets on the mic, tells him, all right, let's do this WrestleMania. Will it stay one-on-one? Is one thing I'd be interested to figure out if they want to put somebody else in this match, but I think it'll stay one-on-one just because I think Jay needs that moment. So really looking forward to that. I'm really hoping Jay can stand. Jay ends up standing tall and winning the title because it's well-deserved.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Elimination Chamber qualifiers for Raw. Logan Paul defeated Rey Mysterio. And Bayley defeated Lyra Valkyria. I thought that was a pretty good women's match there. After that Logan Paul match, though, we get the New Day beaten down Rey Mysterio. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, they've had a couple of backstage altercations or interactions, and obviously, you know, with the whole story of the New Day turning, you know, it's the next step for Rey, I guess. It's going to be really interesting to see where they go with it. I mean, I assume Rey's going to get, you know, a tag team partner, Penta, maybe, you know, or maybe one of the LWO guys, I guess, but, you know, it'll be a fun little feud. I don't know if it'll go that long or anything, but I don't necessarily know where they're specifically going with it, but
I think it's,
yeah, why not? I mean, what better way to get heat, you know, more exactly. heat for the New Day than going after one of the most beloved wrestlers and the greatest luchador of all time. So
no, that's exactly what I was going to say, is it's about getting heat for New Day, you know, and Rey Mysterio yeah. is one of the most sympathetic characters in all of professional wrestling, especially now. Not to say that he's vulnerable and it can't still work well, but like he's older now and he's so well respected that you're easily going to get the crowd sympathy when he gets attacked like he did there. So kudos to that. AJ Styles is back and I love it. And there's some tension in the Judgment Day as well. But I love the fact that they tease the possibility, because I would like to see a Bron Breakker AJ Styles match at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship. You?
That would be phenomenal. You know, another guy that could really help Bron Breakker get over even more. That'd be a hell of a feud and some great matches. I love the tease. You know, I think they're. Could also be potentially work this into the Judgment Day as well. I think there's something going on. There'll be something going on there. You know, this whole, at this point, the Judgment Day is kind of terrible. They got nothing really. And I think at some point, some kind of breakup is needed. And, you know, AJ Styles, Finn Balor, you know, good buddies. I think they could maybe go somewhere with that too. But I would love to see, it's going to happen, whether it's WrestleMania or not. Bron Breakker and AJ Styles could tear the house down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the perfect thing. You know, you put the power with the unbelievably believable athletic dynamo like AJ Styles, right? You don't even consider him a little guy. There's little guys that can wrestle up, and it's such a benefit. I think about all the matches Brock Lesnar had with guys that were, you know, Finn Balor and things of that nature. So it's just a perfect combination, especially when you have a Hall of Famer and a possible Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, you know, in the match.
Yeah, you mentioned the little guy, like AJ Styles looked like a big motherfucker. Ooh. When he came back, the neck, he was just ripped. I mean, obviously this guy's working the hell out, you know, and not in the wrestling ring shape where they lose a little bit of that definition. But good God, when he came back, I'm like, dude, like,
well, that's
looking good.
That's the thing, though. You can always tell the guys that are on the road the most. Like,
yep.
Like Cody. Everybody's like, what happened to Cody? Oh, he's doing like 300 dates this year. So, you know, he right. doesn't have all the time and to mainly to work out as hard as he can because he can't recover the proper way, right? These guys, when they come back, they should look great, especially if they had a time period from when they could start to work out, you know. Like, if you just come back all of a sudden when you're cleared and you haven't had a chance to work out because of the injury, you might look different. Sometimes they take more time, but yeah. I mean, it is WrestleMania season. You can see a lot of people are likely eating less and trying to hold less water as they get towards television because people are starting to look better. Pick a gender, it doesn't matter. What doesn't look good was that dumb fucking vest that Logan Paul was wearing. Even CM Punk pointed it out talking with the crowd.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
It's good fodder, you know.
Yeah, I think we're headed, unfortunately, versus a CM Punk versus Logan Paul match. I don't know don't know where this favor comes in. Is this favor after WrestleMania then? Is that, I thought it was, you know, who knows? It was never very specific, right?
It wasn't, but it could, I mean, that CM Punk Logan Paul match could come at the show in Paris or something. You know, it could be before WrestleMania even. Like, they don't have to, that doesn't have to be the WrestleMania match. So I feel like that's, I feel like that's Punk's somewhere else.
Punk's in the Elimination Chamber, which is March 1st, right? Yeah, two weeks from Saturday.
This week, the next week.
And then isn't there a Saturday night's main event between that and WrestleMania? Or you said there's a show in Paris? I thought that show in Paris was like later in the year. I thought they were doing Clash in
Paris. Is that after?
I thought that was August, end of August, Clash in Paris.
Oh, shit, I don't fucking know. Yeah, it is, Clash in Paris. Okay, never mind, fuck it. Saturday night's main event? Oh,
yes.
I don't know if there's some of those. Well, there you go.
Hold on.
I don't know. Scrambling to look things up here.
No, I'm talking to Grok. Oh, that was January 25th. We had it already. I don't think there is anything between that and Mania.
Really? Oh, shit.
It's like 7 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7 weeks. 7 week build is pretty solid.
Yeah, that's pretty normal for WrestleMania. There's no fast lane or anything like that. So.
Okay. There you go.
Well, then maybe it. I hope it's not. I guess, but I don't want to see. CM Punk versus Logan Paul. I'm happy to see. Didn't want to see it at WrestleMania, I guess.
Doesn't it feel like we're going in that direction?
Well, they're certainly teasing it, right? I mean, there's nothing else between that. I mean,
Roman and
I guess
Seth.
We'll see what happens at Elimination Chamber.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be Punk and Paul, Roman and Seth, John and Cody. Those all look like matches to me.
And if that's the case, I'm totally fine with that. You know, I think I think we had a nice story with John Cena not winning any of the matches to get his title shot. But
it could still work in the same way that he gets his title shot and loses and doesn't win eventually. I don't know. I guess he doesn't have to win. He doesn't have to face. Who else could it be though? Like, it's.
That's why I thought.
It's got to, yeah, I don't know.
Like,
Punk and Cody makes sense.
Punk makes a lot of sense. I think Roman and Seth makes a lot of sense because there's the huge story there. And if The Rock's not going and they're not doing anything like that bloodline-wise, that makes a lot more sense unless they're going to do some kind of fatal four-way thing for the title. Like, you'd have to put a couple people in there.
What do you do with Cena if he's not wrestling Cody? That's probably the biggest question.
That's the question. Like,
does he wrestle?
Do you put him in?
Does he wrestle Logan Paul?
Could. He certainly could. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know.
There's nothing big enough out there, I don't think. Especially if you're taking Roman and putting him, you know, unless it's Punk and Cena. I mean, but that doesn't make any sense, really, for WrestleMania. For what? For why?
Not at this point.
So nothing really
makes nothing there.
So now that we thought about it, nothing else really makes sense except for John Cena winning the Elimination Chamber and facing Cody Rhodes.
Right.
What else is there?
Yeah.
Like, you do have 7 weeks.
I don't think so.
You do have 7 weeks to build to something with John Cena, but I don't. If it all revolves around, you know, him trying to get that shot at winning the last championship, then what else is there for him to do at WrestleMania that makes sense?
And I think if this is his last WrestleMania, it makes a lot of sense to have him go for the title. This WrestleMania to win 17.
What if he does win at WrestleMania?
Is that sweet?
Then we get a John Cena title run. Or he loses it
he
next night on
loses.
Raw. No, he stays until... Yeah, because he retires at Ruthless Aggression pay-per-view in Boston. It's the pay-per-view's named after for him, right? And whoever who do you want to see his last match be? We talked about this before. I don't know, but it varies. Right now, I would love to see Kurt Angle get in shape and wrestle John Cena so they both can have a fucking last match. It'd be John's first and last match and Kurt's last match again, because it was not a good last match for Kurt. I don't care if Kurt can barely fucking move. Kurt could still get in there and John could make him look good enough and no one would care.
That would be pretty funny. I highly doubt that'll happen, but yeah. I think, you know, Punk would be a great one. I think
Orton,
Randy Orton would be a great one. Yep. I would. Yeah, that's maybe the top two for me. I can't really think anybody else.
Is there anybody on the roster that's from Boston as well? Besides Kofi Kingston, somebody young? Hey, man, how about you from Jamaica? What happened to your accent?
I don't know. I think it's got to be one of those guys, you know.
It's too bad Edge isn't still around.
I wanted to say that. That was my pause. I'm like, yeah, he's not going to, you know.
Is all that money worth it, Adam, to go be Cope?
Right?
Go be Cope? Hey, Cope, wouldn't you rather be wrestling John Cena in December in Boston for his last match ever? You dumb fuck.
Yeah, you're wrestling two guys from WWE anyway. That's been your feuds. Hanging out with your buddy Christian and fighting John Moxley. Way to go.
Bring them
just
out crap
your storylines.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we got a last call for you. DP, the Dillinator, PC Tunney, and one Dave Sop have a day planned for Saturday. We'll be right back.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
With DPP. All right, DP. Mm-hmm. There is yet another Marvel movie up on us, and we will be attending a viewing in a super deluxe screen accompanied with the advancement of ScreenX technology.
Is that the big wraparound screen thing?
You haven't been ScreenX, have you yet?
I have not.
So,
nope.
Yeah, we could have went 3D, but PC Tony didn't want to wait till 4 in the afternoon.
Only one on Saturday.
I think it was somewhere around there. Does that sound like me, though, not wanting to wait till that late?
What? If you really had your way,
we'd go to
breakfast at 10 a.m.
We'd go to breakfast at 7, and then we'd go to the movie at 8:30, and we'd be at the bar by 11. By Tony. Anyway, we're going to an early afternoon show in ScreenX. Myself, DP, the Dillinator, and Aesop, also known as Dave Wirtz. And then afterwards, we're going to head on over to the old Eagle Park Brewery right down the road, which we haven't been to. We've both sampled and had plenty of their beers, whether it's been at Satchel or the Generals when they've grabbed some craft beers from wherever they shop. I know the General shops at Woodman's. He brags about it all the time. Oh, my grocery store is the best. It's Woodman's. I'm like, okay, mine's across the street, asshole, so go fuck yourself.
long distance, baby.
But who would walk? But anyway, we're going to see Captain America. Then we're heading out and heading over to the brewery. Have heard they have really good burgers and good bar food there. So maybe get a flight of beers to just have a few samples. So you only have like a beer and a half total because we're going to drive. But yeah, it's really like a drink and a half when we drive. So I'm looking forward to it, DP. Let's start with the movie. The reviews aren't good. And for me, I really could care less about what people think about like the story and where it's going and things like that. But when they tell me that the editing and the CGI and the fight scenes are not very good and well put together, that really worries me, because that was what I was going to feel like was the backbone of this movie. And for people to come out and say things like Anthony Mackie deserves better and things of that nature, and I'm sure, tune into Bandwagon Nerds Monday, folks. We're all going to see it this weekend. I don't even, DP may even jump on the show if he's not busy Sunday, depending on how much we like or hate this movie Saturday. But what do you think going into it?
I didn't hear any of that stuff because I've been trying to keep my ear away from any of that. That's really disappointing, if that's the fact, because I was hoping, like, one, just for a really good movie, because it's been a while. There hasn't been a lot of Marvel stuff coming out, obviously. And this is the kind of the, in a sense, the kickoff to the next, you know, era of the story, you know, the next whatever universe we're going into, you know, if it's whatever, the whole Doctor Doom stuff. And I was really hoping to see where they're going to take this thing and where it's going to go. And that was, I guess, to me, you know, you mentioned this, you know, that, but to me, that's what I want to know. I want to see where we're going to go, ready for the next era of movies with the Thunderbolts coming out too, and everything else on the horizon, that, you know, what's next. And I'm assuming we're obviously we'll get that still, but I you still also want to hope for a really good movie, because this is kicking off a next group of movies. And if this one sucks, it's not really going to get a lot of people interested in next ones and the next ones. And that really kind of sucks to hear that the production of the whole thing is just not good, because, you know, a lot of cool stuff that could come out of this with Red Hulk and, you know, the whole new Captain America. Expectations might be a little lower than the excitement level that I'm at to get ready for this next story.
You know me, I unless it's absolutely abhorrent or for some reason I dislike it for some weird reason, I generally am entertained by especially the Marvel and the comic book movies and the DC and the Star Wars and everything else. So we'll see what happened. I'm a guy who really enjoyed watching the movie Thor Love and Thunder. So, you know, come at me at PC Tunny on X whenever you feel like it. But you'll definitely have our reaction to that and to the brewery next week here on DWI more so. Is what we'll be reviewing. Turn into Bandwagon Nerds, and you'll get a more in-depth review of Captain America sooner, this coming Monday. Five headliners at Eagle Park Brewing right now, and I'm guessing these are ones you can buy as well as try there. The first one is Ecto Cooler, spelled E-K-T-O, and it's a hard seltzer, 5% alcohol by volume, with orange, tangerine, and green. I don't know what green was a flavor, but I guess it's hard.
Purple is a fruit, so, you know.
It's yeah. Hard. It's hard seltzer, but cooler with a K. I've had this one, Set List. It's a hazy IPA. It's 6.5 by volume. It's brewed to get you through your set in one piece. Set List is IPA is liquid proof that big flavor and aroma can come in a sessionable, easy drinking package. With three separate hop varieties and three malts, this beer has a hop-forward flavor profile of citrus, tropical fruit, and hints of pine. 6.5 is fucking not a all-day beer, by the way. I just want people to know that.
No.
4.5 is an all-day beer. 4 is an all-day beer. 3.5 is all... Well, yeah, you know, get down around 4.
Anything.
6.5 is like, you shouldn't have more than one and drive.
Right. This is one of the Dillinator's favorites, the Set List.
Right?
It's usually a one. It's usually a one, and then, okay, now we switch on to something else, you know, kind of thing.
Right. We got a regular IPA. it's a West Coast IPA, actually, called Rectifier. Mosaic, Chinook, Simcoe, and Cashmere hops. And I think the West Coast IPA is right near the top of my list, two or three. I do really enjoy Stone Cold's Broken Skull IPA. That's a West Coast, so I
Rectifier,
will...
damn near killed a fire.
Yeah. I might have to have a flight with all the headliners, though. You know, like, that could be interesting.
Yeah, you like the IPAs. You're a fan.
How about Blues Breaker, a Belgian-style white ale with coriander and orange peel? So that sounds like a Blue Moon.
Okay.
And then, last but not least, on the headliners right now, is a Mexican-style lager called Ritmo. Spanish for rhyme, Ritmo is a refreshing, light, sweet, and crisp Mexican-style lager brewed with Pilsen malt and a hint of flaked corn. I actually would like to try that.
Yeah. Interesting.
There's your all-day beer, 4.4%.
There you go.
So,
got to tell you, those ones on the list, not up my alley too much, but there is a vast list that they do have there. So
yeah, those are plenty
to try, because I see a whole bunch of on the list of their menu here.
Yeah, large list, but I just wanted to hit the headliners there. So we're looking forward to having a good time. I hope everybody had a good time listening to the show this week, as we are on officially that road to WrestleMania. We're super psyched about it. Shout out to AJ, and shout out to Andrew and Ray, who I will be starting a new show with an old title coming this week. You'll just have to tune in Thursday morning to Chairshot Radio Network. So DP, let everybody know what's going on with, oh, we got a segment to do yet, don't we? Or do we got to save it for next week?
It's up to you. We can save it for next week. There ain't shit else to do.
Yeah, we kind of, I think, do you think that's a smart idea? We already got 40 minutes. We got 40 minutes in the bag.
You want me to give a teaser?
Because, wait, we got... Well, hold on. Wait. Yeah, because...
40.
Yeah, because next week we don't have it, and then the week after we got the preview. So let's save it for next week.
All right.
Do you want to just play the sound?
Teaser?
You want to play the sound for it?
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Who's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Okay. All right. I guess next week there's a good possibility we could be finding out what's in the fucking box.
Yeah, you know, maybe. Find out.
Until then?
Until then, maybe I'll put a teaser picture out on X. Ooh. As well, where you can find that.
It could be.
And it's me, DPP.
I bet you it's a box.
It's just a box. What's in the box?
Don't open the box and take the picture of what's in the box. Just take a picture of the box. Otherwise, there's no point in doing the segment.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fair.
Just a teaser of the box.
All right. Understood.
Yeah, so check it out. At it's me, DPP, all over the place.
Yeah.
And this show, too, at Podcast DWI. Facebook.com/DWI Podcast. We're all there.
There you go. All right, folks, follow me at PC Tunney. Make sure you listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network all over your favorite streaming platforms and at thechairshot.com. Don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. Makes a great gift as well. See you next week. Goodbye. Micro Machines.
Love those.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Shop Superstar Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.